Okay. Mishnah. Dishun Mizbeach HaPnimi VaHaMenoira Loi Nenin VeLoi Moyalin. One second. The Dishun of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the Dishun HaMenoira, is Loi Nenin VeLoi Moyalin. So Rashi Tos learned that there the Meila finishes right away. Even though we just said 2 days ago that the Deshen on the Mizbeach HaChitzen has to wait for Trumas HaDeshen or Hetzoras HaDeshen, but the Deshen on the Mizbeach HaPnimi and the Menorah don't. Even though there is a din of Hetzoras HaDeshen there also. Lamaisa, it's part of the Mishnah in Yuman, the Deshen Mizbeach HaPnimi, there was a pious on it. But Tos explains here and in Yuma that there it finishes with the burning of the ketairah. What is the Dishun Mizbeach HaPnimi? It's the ketairah. That's all there is over there. The ketairah, the Gemara says in Psochem, the ketairah is finished me'ilah when it's mishatalat timrotzai. When it burns and it gives up smoke, that's the end of the me'ilah there. Why does it have to wait for Hitzoas HaDeshen, like a Mizbeach HaChitzen? Talat timrotzai is equivalent to the burning on the carbon on the outside of Mizbeach. There we say, it's not Nas Mitzvah, so till the Trumas HaDeshen, or we hold till the Hitzoas HaDeshen. Here we say it's finished right away with the burning of the Ketairos. So Taisa says in Yuma, because the Hitzoas HaDeshen of the Mizbeach HaPnimi doesn't require a big dekuna. If you remember, we said here that the reason Hitzoas HaDeshen holds up, Rabbi Yochanan said, is because came in the Tzorach of big dekuna, big dusho sekoi. Taisa Mechadesh, which is not clear where he got that from, that the Hitzoas HaDeshen of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, or the Menorah for now, does not need big dekuna. Mela, that Hitzoas HaDeshen is not considered like an avoid. It's not a problem in Nasis Mitzvosoi. So the Dish Mizbeach HaPnimi or the Menorah is Nasis Mitzvosoi as soon as it burns. So the Mila finishes right then. HaMagdish Dishun B'tchila Moyalim Bo. Very shvera piece of Mishnah. Somebody has a clip pshat here. I mean, that's what those words mean. Tchila. Okay, well, the simplest pshat would be that he took either way like this. Either he took Dishun from the Mizbeach HaPnimi, which we said now is finished with the Me'ilah right away when it's as soon as it burns, it's on the Mizbeach. Or he took Dishun of the Mizbeach HaChitzen after they took it out and put it down outside Lamachne. Then that's also finished, it's finished with the Me'ilah, right? The Deshun on the Mizbeach HaChitzen goes out of Me'ilah when you do Hetzoras HaDeshen. And you take the Deshun, you bring it outside the Machne, you put it down. He took that stuff, which is now finished, it's nothing, it's hefker. He picked it up, he was zoicha in it, he was magdish it, and now it becomes stam kedushas berek habayis, and there'll be me'ilah. What does the word betchila mean? Everybody is busy, they don't know exactly, but the best dates they have is, the Mishnah is trying to emphasize here that you're talking about something here that was kaddish, had me'ilah, went out of me'ilah, now you're starting it again. It was a karma. You put it on the Mizbeach, it burned. It was full with Mila. You took the Deshen out to the Chutz Lamachna, now it's finished. Now he's Makdish B'tchil, like starts it again. Obviously, it's a different Kedusha, now it's just dust. Not dust, it's ashes. And it becomes Berek Abayis, but there'll be Mila there. Okay. What?
It's a different Indian about Mila.
That's a good question. What's the Chiddush? Nobody knows that either. What's the Chiddush exactly?
And also, starting out speaking Berek Abayis as opposed to.
Yeah, okay, that's not so terrible. But there are people who learned this Mishnah to mean stam. The Rambam seems to learn a Magdish Dishun. He took ashes in his house, nothing to do with anything, and he's Magdish them. Then we really don't know what the Chiddush is. But
can he be Magdish something that's no value?
It apparently has some value, ashes. I mean, I don't know exactly what they used it for soap. They used to make soap out of ashes. It apparently has some value. Okay. That last piece of Mishnah we'll leave out. It belongs in the next Mishnah. Now another a difficult piece of Gemara. We'll go to where Tosis learns. The din of Hitzoras HaDeshen on Mizbeach HaChitzen is the pasuk in the beginning of Tzava. Hotzi HaDeshen Chutz LaMachne El Mokum Tor. Now where does he put it goes outside. Now there's also an inyan of Dishon Mizbeach HaPnim V'Dishon HaMenorah, right? It doesn't say that in the Chumash anywhere. There's no pasuk anywhere that says, V'hoitzias HaDeshen from the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Also, where do you put the Deshen of the Mizbeach HaPnimi? Not outside. The Deshen of the Mizbeach HaPnimi is put right next to the Mizbeach HaChitzin, where the Trumas HaDeshen goes. Trumas HaDeshen you take off, you put right down there by the side of the Kevesh. The Deshen of Mizbeach HaPnimi you put there also. Okay? Now, the question is, how do we know that? That's what one wants to know now. How do we know that? It doesn't say it anywhere. Bishlamo, now Bishlamo Mizbeach Hachitzin Dichsiv Bevesomo Eitzala Mizbeach. It says it's a Sadesh, and he says put it right next to the Mizbeach. So I know that the Truma Sadeshin goes right next to it. Okay. Mizbeach Apnimi Minolon. How do I know that, first of all, that there is a Truma Sadeshin? Number two, how do I know that that's its place? How do I know that the Mizbeach HaPnimi Deshen is put there where the Trumas HaDeshen is? Now, the question is like this. Who said it? Where does it say it's on the same place? How do we get to this all together? It's a funny business here. Didn't say that here. So here, Tosis works very hard. He claims that the Gemara had a mashmos in the Mishnah. Because what does the Mishnah say? Dish Mizbeach HaPnimi loy nenen veloy moyalin. Right? Tosis learns like this interesting pshat. He says, it's mashra from the Gemara that in the Dishun Mizbeach HaPnimi, where it is, there's no Me'ila. But there's a mashmos that the Dishun Mizbeach HaChitzin, there would be Me'ila. That's how I read the Mishnah. Dishun Mizbeach HaPnimi, when you put it where it has, oh, there's no Me'ila. Mashma, Dishun Mizbeach HaChitzin, there would be Me'ila. Now, where did you put that Dishun Mizbeach HaPnimi? If you put it outside, then the Mizbeach HaChitzin, also there's no Me'ila, because once you bring it outside, there's no Mila. It is Mashu, we're talking in the place where there's Trumas HaDeshen. Because the Trumas HaDeshen we learned yesterday, there's Mila forever. That's how the Gemara read the Mishnah. Dish Mizbeach HaPnimi is in a place where on it there's no Mila. But the Chitz, the stuff sitting right next to it, there is. Must be you're talking over there where the Trumas HaDeshen is, right next to Mizbeach. How do you know that? Where does it say that? Or the Chabad Saim says, Bemis, that really the Gemara was relying on a Beferish Mishnah in Tomit. The Mishnah on Tomit says Beferish, that you put it down in the same place. He talking about the Trumas HaDeshen, it says there, Tzober HaSagecholim al Gabi Yoritzbo, Rochok min HaKeveh Shloi Shotvochim, Mokim Shenoistin Muras Ha'oif, V'dish Mizbeach HaPimi, V'dish HaMenoir. The Gemara was really relying on this Mishnah. This Mishnah says Beferish. Kitza, how do you know that? Where does it say it? Don't say Tzober HaSagecholim. Don't say where to put it. Zog the Gemara, Omar Rebles Do Makro, another posuk. Talking about Oilas Ha'oif. Oilas Ha'oif is made standing on top of the Mizbeach in that the right corner, the Droy Mis Mizrach, standing on that corner. And what it says there, Vehesus Mur Osoi Benoitzosa, you rip out the, what call it, the Zephek, the crop of the bird, with the Mnei Mayayim, and you throw it. Where do you throw it? Vehishlech Oiso, Eitzel HaMizbeach Kedmo, El Mekoim Adoshen. That's that place. Zog the Gemara. Domako behesis muroso benoitzoso. Im eino inyin lemizbeach hachitzin. Today you inyin lemizbeach hapnimi. El Mekoim Adoshen. What does it have to tell me that for? I know where it is already from the Pasuk in Tzav. It's somewhere Eitzel HaMizbeach. Now, even though we're talking about this Mizbeach HaChitzin here, the Gemara, it's the Eina Inyan, it's an extra Pasuk, it's coming to tell me, Mekoim Adoshen, for the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So, the Gemara, slow down. Eimo Idi V'Idi B'Mizbeach HaChitzin. Maybe this Pasuk and this Pasuk, they're all talking about Mizbeach HaChitzin with the Pashkus is. V'Lekvoya Loi Mokom. What are you telling me? It's talking about Mizbeach, it's talking about Mizbeach HaChitzin, it's talking about what it's talking about. It's telling me where to put the Noitz and the Mura of the Chat, of the Eilas Ha'if. That's what it's telling me. How do you jump here to tell me it's Mizbeach HaPnimi? I got to know what to do with the stuff from the bird. The Torah says put it by the Mekoim HaDeshen. How'd you creep over there? Zog the Gemara, Im Kein Lei Mekro Eitzel HaMizbeach. Then it wouldn't have to say V'Hishlich Oiso Eitzel HaMizbeach Kein El Mekoim HaDeshen. Those words are extra completely. Let it just say V'Hishlich Oiso Eitzel HaMizbeach Kedmo. Then I have Eitzel. And how do I know exactly where it is? Because it says Batumas HaDeshen V'Somo Eitzel HaMizbeach Eitzel Eitzel. I know it's on the same place. What's those extra words? El Mekoim HaDeshen. That's to tell me there's something else that goes there too. Does Adishu Mizbeach HaPnimi. Im kelim akur etzal mizbei my hadeshen dafilu mizbei achapnimi also goes there. Fregdimah, good, that's all good. Amizbei achapnimi. What about dishan hamenoyra? That's another. How do you know to put that there? Menoyra minolon deshen hadeshen. The hay is extra. So the kids, the Gemara says, we now know that there is an inyan of Hatzos Hadeshim Zechapnimi. Menoyra, we knew that it says Beitivos Haneiros. We know we have to clean it. This we didn't know altogether. You have to clean it out. But now we know we have to clean it out. We now know where you put it. You put it there. But its Me'ilo is not held up by that Hatzos because Tosis says. Because Tosis says there's no need for big dekuna on that Hatzos Hadeshim. Mela, the Me'ila goes off right away. Meaning, if somebody will go into the Mizbeach HaPnimi and take those ashes, there'll be no Me'ila on that, because it's over already. As soon as it's Talatim Ros, as soon as the Ketores goes up the smoke, it's over. Okay. Right. Now, the last piece of that mission now belongs here. Toirin Shalai Higiyaz Manot. Now, with Oifis, you can use a B'nai Yoina or use a Toir. A Toir is only when it's big, and a Bnei Yoin is only when it's small. So the Mishnah says, Toirin shel higi azmanon, u Bnei Yoin she of azmanon, Toirin that are too young to go on the Mizbeach, or Bnei Yoin who ready for retirement, they passed retirement age, loy nenen, v'loy moyal. Says Reb Shimon Oymer, Toirin shel higi azmanon, moyalim boyan, I disagree on that. Bnei Yoin she of azmanon, loy nenen, v'loy moyalim. This, the Bnei Yoina that have seen the best days, it's over. Okay, that I understand. They're finished. You can think of it as like Chatas HaMeisis. It's finished. There's nothing you can do with that bird anymore. So it's anymore. But Toirin Shalik, yes, man, what's the problem? Tomorrow morning, he's going on the Mizbeh. What's a big deal? Now, this is a very difficult piece of Gemara coming here. But just, there's a machloikes. Reb Shimon and the Chachom argue about this similar concept in the end of Zvochim. What if you shecht bachutz, shchut echutz, you take a korm, you shecht it bachutz, you chayiv korus. But you're only chayiv korus for something that could be brought al Pesach Oel Moed. If it could be brought inside, you shecht it outside, that's a no, that's korus. What'll be this kind of a case? You shecht it, mechutz is man, basically. A tor that's not yet ready, it'll be ready tomorrow. Yer HaChomim say, that's not shchut echutz, because it's not roi lovo, Pesach Oel Moed. Says Reb Shimon disagrees. Reb Shimon holds something that will be ready tomorrow, there is Shchut Echutz. There's no chorus on it, but there is a lav. So if you think about it, Reb Shimon, sort of a person who looks to the future, he sees the potential. When you shech bachutz something that's not ready today, but ready tomorrow, that's Shchut Echutz he holds. That's the same machloikas, basically, if you think about it here. He's also saying there's me'ila on that thing, because he sees in it its potential for tomorrow. It's Royal Akrova, tomorrow. Reb Shimon holds that counts. We seem to hold not that way. Now, here we come to a difficult, just a little hakdom here. This Gemara, Lechur, is very hard to understand. This is very hard to understand. You tell me you have a perfect bird that's going up on his bech tomorrow. You tell me there's no me'ila on that. A very hard thing to think about. It came out, the Mefarshim, they're standing on their head. Nobody knows what's going on over here. Why should that be? I mean, for example, let's say you have an animal, you were makdish an oiler, let's say, and it got a mum, right? So you're waiting now to sell it, whatever. Is there meal on that? Of course there's meal on that. Why not? Why is there meal on that? It can't go on the Mizbeach anymore. The teretz is, because in a way it can go on the Mizbeach. When you sell it, you take the money, you buy another oiler. So there's the potential Mizbeach over there. So you see, for potential Mizbeach, there is Me'ila. What is worse, this bird, that's perfect. It itself will go on the Mizbeach. Worse, they say, money. I have money here, Chatos money. If I take it, I'm Moyel. Why? That's going on the Mizbeach. The teretz is, it translates into something that goes on the Mizbeach, because they're going to buy an animal and go on the Mizbeach. So that makes Me'ila. What's it worse, this bird, that tomorrow itself is going on the Mizbeach, than the money with which I'm going to buy something? It's also not right now. Okay, that's the problem here. Zogdik Morazi. Bishlo Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon, I understand what he says. Kidiktoni Taimo. Just like he says in Zvochim. Shoy Reb Shimon Oimer. Kol Haroi La'ach Hazman. V'higdisho b'toich zmano, harei hu belos, seif yishechted b'chutz, d'shchut echutz, there's no kores. So that I understand what he said here. El rabbonon, ma'ishno m'mchus zman. M'chus zman, let's say an animal before it's 8 days old, right? The Gemara holds Radova Poshut, there'll be Me'ila. That's what she Adabne asked me. It's good I called him last night because he didn't show up. Because he asked me yesterday, why the Gemara chap on birds, not an animal? Because the territories isn't animals, it's different. There is Me'ila and Mechus Zman. Even though there's no Me'ila and Mechus Zman of birds. This is a strange thing. So it says like this. Rip Shimon, I understand. Dabon, I Bechal don't understand what's going on over here. Mechus Zman in an animal, there is Me'ila. Mechus Zman in Oifis, there isn't. Why not? Maishnovim chusis man. Says the Gemara, very esoteric words. Amre mechusis man, midi de havi al balmum. You know what is milim mechusis man? Just like this milim a balmum, like we said. De bar pidyon hu. Avalhani oifis, that you remember from Enochis. There's no pidyon in birds. You can't be poid in oif. Came in the ain mum poisel boifis, ain't oifis pidyon. They explain it's not really there is no mum in oifis, but there is mechus. That's not the point. In point of fact, there's no pidyon on an oif. Samishim and oifis. So Gemara says like this, strange words. You're asking me, mechus is man in the behema, there is me'ila. Mechus is man in an oif, there isn't. So the Gemara, mechus is man in the behema is like a balmum. It's a pidyon. Mashenkin and oif, there's no pidyon. Very strange Gemara. And the best we could do is, I mean, there are many G'day Lechroinim just say Tzoruchi and they don't know what it says in this Gemara. What does one have to do with the other? What's going on over here? B'chol? But the way they go, Karen, they go like this. What the Gemara is saying, it's a strange thing. We asked you a question before. Why shouldn't there be Me'ila in a knife that goes up tomorrow? It has the potential to be a crop. It's more than potential. It itself will go on the Mizbeach. When you have a balmum, you say this me'ilah, because I could turn it into cash, into another animal, that'll go on the Mizbeach. That's enough to make me'ilah. And here not. Says the Gemara, the answer is like this. Mechus is man in a behema, for instance. Backstep. Reb Shimon holds, we look at the potential. What'll be tomorrow? We don't. We're very practical people. It's here and now, or it ain't. A balmum is right now roi for the Mizbeach. I can right now be poided and put something on the Mizbeach. Mechus is man in an animal is also right now roi for the Mizbeach. Why? Because it could get a mum and I could turn it over right now. A mechus is man in an oif is not ready right now. That's the difference. A difficult concept. They don't like it, but we're stuck with it. Even though in 10 hours, tomorrow morning, it itself is going on the Mizbeach, but right now, it's a dud. It can't go on the Mizbeach, and I can't do anything. What should I do with it? I can. Behemoth Balasmum, right now, I mean, assuming the technical end, I can get a buyer and all that, but theoretically, I could turn it into an animal, Fakrova, right now. A Mechus Zman, I could theoretically turn it into it by putting a mum in it, or if it would get a mum. There's a hakrova right now in that animal. Mashenke mechus is man in oifus. A difficult thing. We did it in 4 minutes. Oh, difficult, believe me. Nobody's happy with what it says here, but that's what it says here. The best we can do. Okay, let me get. Now it gets easier. Amaru lom Rabbi Yechim. We're back to the beginning. This is what we started with. Koch, I hope we remember. Kochim shemesu yotzim edemil advar toira. That's how we began at our base. Ulis din kachim shemesu commander chankinu. It never reached its thing. It goes out of meila, but there is meila derabbanan. Right? That's what we said. Yosef ulav ekomel ashmaitzu. Omle abchizda. I don't like it. Man shoma loch ulav Rabbi Yochanan. Rabcha. Who told you and your Rabbi Rabbi Yochanan azazach? V'chikedusha shaben laichan holcha. What do you mean? You have a kodesh digger animal, so it died. The machta final levaya. Where the kedusha go? That's what we said. But what's the dogishen? Zokdula, slow down, Reb Chizda. What's it say in the Mishnah here? What's it say here? B'nei yoyne shov azmanom, loy nenen v'loy moyalim. V'chigidusha v'en leichen also. Don't blame me, it's a Mishnah. You see from this Mishnah, what should we do? That a carbon that gets shot out completely, like a ben yoyne that gets too old, that's the end of the story. There's absolutely nothing you can do with that. There's absolutely nothing you can do with that. So too, Kochim Shemesu. Kochim Shemesu is no bigger a problem than Ben Yonah Dakarolt. So you see, there is such a thing. The Kedusha can go off when it goes completely out. The kash from the end now. You see, you're not right. Hold on a minute. You're right. That's not what I meant. I agree with you. That's not what I meant. I understand that Kedusha can go off. I understand there's only Mila de Rabbonon there. I was asking you something else. See, it's difficult in Pshat. We're going with Tosis' second Pshat. It's kind of a short thing, but Tosis, that's how he learns. I was asking you something else. You have to fill in a little bit. You said, Ulo, Kochim Shemesu, there's Mila de Rabbonon, right? Again, that's not exactly what he said, but that's how we understood what he said. Meaning, we heard in his words, this Kedusha de Rabbonon. Now, did he say which Kochim he was talking about? He didn't. He made a blanket statement, Kochim Shemesu. Now, we of course understood until now he meant Kochim Kochim, because in Kochim Kalev there is no meal altogether, right? But the Pchizd is a strict interpretation person. We're back to those guys. Listen, you said Kochim Shemesu. You meant Kochim Kalim also. So that means you are saying Kochim Kalim Shemesu. Kochim Kalim Shemesu now have Me'ilah de Rabbonon. Now that, if you think about it, is a strange thing. Because when they were alive, they didn't have Me'ilah. They went up a step. Kochim Kalim don't have Me'ilah till the Zrika. I have a Shlomim here. She dies on me. Why should there be Me'ilah there? That's a strange thing already. He heard in Ula's words that that's also true. Frek to him, that's what I meant. V'chi kedushish, he meant the words. When I said, v'chi kedushish ben leichon holcho, you thought I meant, what happened to the kedusha of achatos? How did it disappear? So that I understand. I know the Mishnah. I'm asking you the other way. It's like he's saying it the other way. Kochim kalim, when it was alive, it had kedusha? Of course, it's a shlomim. Is there Me'ilah there? No. That's kochim kalim. Where did that Kedusha go that after it died, all of a sudden it gets Me'ilah? Let's ask him the other way. It had a Kedusha without Me'ilah. Where'd it go? Because it died, it got more Kedusha. That's a strange one. That's what I meant to ask you. Vikashali, my kasha was, Me'ika midi, the Me'ikora loy isbe Me'ilah, ulipsof isbe Me'ilah. How could there be such a thing? And in your words, I hear that it's true. Because he said, Kochim Shemesu, this what do you call it, this Mila de Rabbonon, including, he said Kochim, he didn't say Kochim, Kochim. So it's Kochim Kalim also. Where'd you get a thing like that? That it didn't have Mila, it picks up Mila? Okay, Ula's on the ball, we have that also. Again, we're talking about Mila de Rabbonon, Verstehen doch. We had it yesterday. Dam we learned has no Me'ilah before the Yizrika, before anything. It first gets a Me'ilah Darabonon when it goes out to the Nachal Kidron. So don't jump so much. I have a Mishnah like me again. It's a strange thing. You have to know why Darabonon would make such a thing, but don't tell me it's a queer Zah. V'loi? V'ika Dam, the Me'ikora Lesbo Me'ilah, that's what we learned yesterday, three Psukim, Ulipsof, Isbo Me'ilah. Disnan, Dam Betchila in Mo'ilimbo, Yotzlach Kidron Mo'ilimbo. Zokta Prizdo, don't, that's not a good counter example. Because there is a case where Dam has Me'ilah from the beginning. Where is that? We learned yesterday, I got to say this again, with three psukim, there's no Me'ilah. Look at this case. Ami Osam Nami Ika Me'ilah Me'ikoro, Do'omarav, Hamak is Dam Lebe Maskochim. They did bloodletting. Is that how they call it? You know, they did bloodletting on animal. He's got an animal. He's got a chatos. He's makis dam. Osur behano moyalin bo. You moyalin that dam. Bingo. Now, first of all, what in the world's going on over here? Taisus Rashi and Brocha say it's a daraisa. We learned yesterday three psukim that there's no meal in dam. Lechapor in the sativ, whatever it is. Lochem, mechveis. We have three psukim that there's no meal in dam. It's explained to Rishonim, Taisus here, Rashi and Brochis. That's all. What is that pasuk talking about over there? Hineis Ephraim, you have the pasuk. Yes, no. Hinei nasati lochem ala mizbeach lechaper. Hinei nasati lochem
Lochem.
Yeah, good. So we're talking about dam that has to do with kaporo, meaning dam after the shechita. Those psukim are not referring to dam before the shechita. This is dam of a live animal. So shteido hamakis dam lebe maskotchim osu bahano umoyalim boy. Good. So he says, it's an interesting discussion. I'm telling you, there's no such thing as something that could pick up Amila de Rabbanan later, magically. To which Ula says, that's ridiculous. You know as well as me there is dam. Dam has no Mila, picks up Mila later, de Rabbanan, when it's Yetzit Lachal Kidrin. He says, that's not a good counterexample. Because in dam, true, usually there's no Mila, but there is such a thing as Mila before. There is a case where it is. I'm telling you that in a thing like Kochim Kalim, where there's no Mila whatsoever, that it should pick up a Mila de Rabbanan later, that doesn't make sense. Okay, that was his time. Okay, if you have a minute for a quick thought, this is a cute zach. I have a sefer, Rabbi Yom Lal Yashiv, he's a good sefer. So he brings him his father, Amu Toma. This is a Peladik Yedin over here. What are we saying here? You have an animal, let's say a chatos. You make a, what do you call it? What do you call it in English? Not a transfusion. You're taking out the dam. You take out dam. That dam now has me'ilim and atayr. Fact of Al Yashiv, what's the pshat over there? What's kachim shemesu? I have a chat, this animal, she dies. What do we say? There's no milam anatayr. Why? Because that's the end of the animal. It's finished. I mean, it's not going anywhere anymore. He says, what is this? What's with this dam now? It's going on the Mizbeach anyway. It's going into, I don't know where it's going. I don't know where it's going, what they did with that bloodletting. It's in the garbage, I suppose. They gave it to the dogs. They used to feed dogs dam. Whatever it is, that's it. This dam is kachim Hashem. What's the difference with this dam and kachim shemesu? An animal dies. Why is it no mila? That's it. It's not going anywhere. There's no makrova. There's no nothing with it. It's like Scotch Hashem. Essentially, when you take the dam out of the animal, that's the same thing. Scotch Hashemesu. How can it be better? How can it be better than Scotch Hashemesu? Toma Ahamu. Zogda Bil Yomin over there, look around in Evan Ozel. He's got a good hamtsor. Rabbi Sazalman says like this, Amayridik. He says like this. What's the problem here? The dam that came out is finished. It's gone. What are you doing with it? It's a Scotch Hashemesu. So it's not true. Just like you could take dam out, you could also put it back. Can make a transfusion. Something you can't call it mace, because it could theoretically go back into that animal. And Rabbi Yomi writes, Ham so yofo. It's a good einfall. Okay, that's the recreation. Omalan abyssal. Kufa. You have to have a little oilam hazeh also, you know. Hazeh for oilam abo at 6:30 in the morning, you know. Kufa omar afun omar af. Hamak is dam lebe maskoch. Osu bahano umoyalin bo. Now, what's the pshat in that again? We said because this is dam lefnei shechita, so it doesn't have those psukim, and this is basically, Rashi puts it, is part of the animal. That's all. That this dam you don't look at as a separate thing because it's before the, it's part of the goof animal. So you took a piece of the animal. So that's meila. Frag the gemara. Mosiv Rav Emunah, the next mission we're going to have, Chalev HaMukdoshim, Ubeitzei Toirin, you have a chatus, right? Chatus comes from the keva, so she has milk. You milk the chatus while she was alive, or the toir have eggs. What's the din? Loinen and veloin moyalin. That's the next mission. There's no dusha guf on it, okay? So what's the difference? Why is it that you're telling me, basically what you're telling me is, if you have a behemas chatus, you take dam out from her, you'll be moiling the dam. That's mila. But if you take milk out from her, you're not. What's the difference? What's the difference? Zogdi kemor, interesting. Omalei, kiko amrin en lagabi dam, delo miskayemes below dam. An animal, you can't live without dam. And they point out, obviously you can live without this dam you took out, but dam, if you'll take out all the dam, she's dead. Obviously she can live because you only took out a little. But avol cholov de kaima below cholov lo. You can't call that part of the gufo animal. As Rashi says, the damu anefesh, lochi amrina kigufa domi. Cholov, you can't say it's kigufa animal. That's a separate thing. Frag the Gemara, I got another problem. Mosav Rav Misharish, Zevel va Peresh, Bachotzer, Einen and Vein Moyalin. Now, Zevel and Peresh basically are the same thing. I mean, it's waste from the behemoth. So the Shita explains that Zevel, Peresh is fresh. Zevel is old and it already was trampled. It's more closer to real fertilizer, but it's basically the same thing. Frank the Gemara, what are we going to do over there? What's the din over there? Hazel aperisha b'chotzer, in the chotzer of Hegdish, as they all point, it doesn't have to be in the chotzer of Hegdish. Just usually speaking, the Hegdish animals are running around in chotzer. I mean, if the animal go out and she does what she does over there, it'll be the same thing. Loy nanen, v'loy moyalin, you're not allowed to use it, but there's no me'ila. V'yiplu domeo l'lishko, meaning, Taisus explains, so what should the Gizborim do with this stuff? What should they do with it? They should sell it, that's all. They should sell it and take the money. Taisus says, right. And they should take the money for the Lishka, for Ben Gabayis. Or Amrei Hochanami lo Mekayim belo Perish. There's no such thing as an animal. Again, same thing as them. She's not going to die when she excretes. But if there be no perish, theoretically, an animal can't be. Can't be existing an animal without any waste inside. So there, you should look at it like Guf HaBehemo. And let's say there's Me'ila there, just like you're telling me there's Me'ila in the Dam. Amre, Midir, you should say it's different. Hodein Perish, Dimin Alma Kosilo. That's coming from outside, so to speak. That's because she eats. Come from outside. Ozel Hay, Ozel Yachrin. It comes, it goes. Lafuki Dam Migufo. Dam is mamish part of the animal. This is not. This is basically a foreign thing taken in, digested, and it's going through the process, goes through the animal. But I don't see it as part of the animal. The dam, those are the animal itself. Meila, when I take it out, before Shechita, it's that's Me'ila. That's Me'ila Doraisa. So he says here, Rashi and Brochus, that'll be Me'ila Doraisa. Meantime, Zog the Gemara, Hoktoni lo nenin v'lo moyalin, v'dom of lelishko. What do you do with this parish in Zevel, Zog the Gemara, over the Raisa before? You, the Gizborim, take care of it, and they sell it. They see to sell it to make some money for the Lishka. Messiah le Rebeloza, it's a right Rebeloza. Domer Rebeloza, kol mokim sheomru chachomim, kodosh ve'eno kodosh, which Rashi means any time you have a din of lo nenev lo moyalin. We have a lot of them here. That's an interesting thing. What do you do with that stuff? Lo nenev lo moyalin means what? There's no me'ila, but the Yisra Darbonin to be nenev. So what do you do with it? What should they do with it? But the Blazer Gizok, any time they said Kodesh Vein Kodesh, meaning Lo Nenev Lo Mal, that's what you should do. The Gizborim keep an eye on it, and they sell it, and the money goes to the Beis HaMikdash. That's a riot to him. Because here it says exactly that. HaPerish HaBachotzer, Ein Nenev and Ein Moyalin. Yibul Dov Mashkot, it's a riot of Blazer, Komokim Shomu Chachomim, Kodesh Vein Kodesh, Dom of Yiblu Lalishko. Okay. Chavreino HaMishneh. Let's just get there's two basic in an animal. It could be kedusha shaguf. Kedusha shaguf means I'm makdish it to be a korb. I have a power, whatever it is. Harei oil, harei zachatos. That's a kedusha shaguf, and it's kodesh for a korb. Then there's the other extreme, kodesh for a kabayis. That's basically I'm giving the value to egg. This is what I'm doing. I mean, I can do anything. We'll soon have. Gemara Mishnah, you can take a pile of garbage, you be magdish, whatever it is. It's not the guf hadover that's going to hagdish over there. Don't do it at crow. You're giving a present to hagdish basically. You want to give this table to hagdish. You magdish to hagdish. Comes out of a pais. But this hagdish owns it. What does hagdish do with it? Sells it. Sells it and makes the money. I mean, if it happens to be building material, it could use it for what it needs. But basically, that's the other extreme. Now there is a middle stage, so to speak. You can make a kedusha. Domim domov lemizbeach. In other words, not I'm giving this to better kabayis. A magdish it's domim for an oil. What does that mean, basically? That means that I now have to sell this table and with that money buy an oil. That's like in the middle. It's not better kabayis, but it's like dusha guf either. The table's not going on the mizbeach. But I'm being magdish, it's domim lakrov. So it's a middle stage. Okay. What? Yeah, but earmarked cash. Right. It's basically like saying on money, like we had before, the meichatos. I can pin the gedushas haguf, quote unquote, onto something which is not the guf, which basically means that thing is pinned and has to be translated into that. It has gedushas chatos, this table, in some sense, meaning it has to be turned into a chatos. Correct. Okay, now, Chalev HaMukdoshin uBeitzei Torin Loi Nenen veLoi Moyalin. Zog the Mishnah depends. Bamedvarim amurim. Bamedvarim amurim. Shigdishu. Kedusha sagu. I'm sorry. Bamedvarim amurim. Bekotchim mizbeach. Right? Meaning, I was magdish this animal to be harezoi chatus. Then I say, it doesn't include the milk or the eggs. Why? Because I'm being magdish the kedushas hakrova. The milk doesn't go on the mizbeach, the eggs don't go on the mizbeach. So it wasn't included in my hegdish. Tosfos says, Tosfos loshen is there. Im kein lo hayadait ol hagdish dover shein roi le mizbeach kmo chalev amukdoshen ubeit zeitayrin. When I'm magdish la krova, I'm magdish la krova. Then I didn't mean the cholov and the beitz. In Rav Tzraim Otat Satag, if I will befeir say yes, it will get kedusha. It's because we assume he didn't mean it. That's what Taisa seems to say. But if a guy will be magdish an animal, including the cholov and the beitz, and la krova, then like kodesh. What are you going to do with it? It's a good question. You'll have to sell it for a chatas. I don't know what you're going to do with it. But you'll be meal on it. Aval kodesh berek habayis, if I'm magdish an animal, leberek habayis, then avada the cholav and the beitzim are also kodesh. Why not? And that doesn't do a krova. It's the same thing as being magdish a table. I can be magdish an egg, leberek habayis too. So if I'm magdish an animal, like what I'm basically saying like this. If I'm magdish an animal, am I magdish the eggs and the milk too? Depends what you meant. If you are magdish kusha gufla krova, so then you didn't mean the milk and the eggs because they don't go on the mizbeach. If you meant better kabayis, mali the beitzim, mali the table, mali anything. What's the difference? I'm just giving cash to beis hamikdash. That's all. So then I meant that too. So then there'll be chal kotchik better kabayis on the cholov and the eggs, and there'll be meilu. Okay, kotchik better kabayis higdish tana goyles moil and bo. Anymore chabdona an animal that's going to mizbeach. The whole tana goyles not going on mizbeach. So mali the tana goyles, mali its eggs. What's the difference? Chicken and eggs here. I don't care which one came first right now. But there's no difference between the chicken or the eggs. Neither one of them's going on this bath. Only one I wanted to make a donation. So I meant the whole thing. Why not? Moyelin bo ubez beit sosa. Chamoyra is magdash chamoyra. Moyelin bo bechal bo. Now, what'll be that middle stage over there? What'll be the middle stage? I have a behemoth, and I'm magdash it. It's domim. Ktushas domim, basically. I'm magdish it that its domim should go to mizbeach. Will you say that beitzim and the cholov are included or not? I think Gemara holds mizvah, it should be included. Why not? Because it's, again, this true. My end run is the mizbeach. That's true. But I can make this table dom of fechatos. So again, I'm not meaning the thing itself should go on the mizbeach. So I say on this animal, domeo lechatos. It should include the beitzim and the milk too. Why not? I mean, in that sense, I'm giving money. It's just, in Berek HaBayis, I'm giving the money for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. Here, I'm giving the money for a Karm Chatas. But HaMayis, I'm giving money. The Gemara had an interesting mashmoz. The Gemara read the Mishnah again, right? The strict interpretation. The only time... I'm sorry. Yeah, but no, I'm sorry. The Gemara read it right. Bekotche mizbeach. Anything to do with the mizbeach, there'll be no me'il on the cholov and the beitzim. Meaning, even if I went to the mizbeach indirectly, I said domeo la mizbeach, there'll also be no me'il on the cholov. And that the Gemara doesn't understand. That taka doesn't make sense. If you're doing domeo la mizbeach, so you're giving value, why shouldn't it go? The cheshbon that you don't magdish the milk and the eggs is because that can't go on the mizbeach. But here, when I say domeo lechatos, I have no intention of this animal going on the mizbeach. I have this intention of this animal going to the market. So, vaitu, of course I meant the milk and eggs. Why not? So, the Gemara read it. Anything to do with kotchei mizbeach, there's no meal on the cholav or the beitzim. So, the Gemara, that's not so good. Elo, gabe mizbeach, ki agdisho kdushas domim, lo isbo meilo? Why should that be? Good, the real kedusha mizbeach, I understand. When you magdish this behemah le'oilo, lechatos. Okay, that I understand. You didn't mean to make magdish the cholov of the beitzim because they can't go on the mizbeach. But domim la mizbeach, why shouldn't there be meal on the milk and the eggs? So the more of other is, you're just misreading the Mishnah. The Mishnah means that too. Amar Rav Papa chesuri mechsev ochiktoni. Bameh dvarim amurim, b'chehigdish dush saguf legabe mizbeach. When I was magdish the thing itself for the mizbeach, I will like this. You kedushas domim legabe mizbeach. If I said domel la mizbeach, Nase kemish gdishu leberek habayis. That's the same thing as far as this din as kedushas berek habayis. Higdish tana goylus moylin bo ube beit sosa chamoyre moylin bo ube chal. If the Gemara comes out that the mission is saying what it should say, what the seichel tells us, that when you magdish something to go on the mizbeach, you don't mean the milk and the eggs because it's not going on the mizbeach. If your hegdish is anything other than that, either berek habayis or domim lamizbeach, then you're only being magdish money. Difference is if money for berek habayis, money for the mizbeach, then why not? Then I include the whole animal. The eggs and the milk are no worse than being magdish the table. So then it will be meal. What? Why should it be not hegdish? But I'm not magdish lamizbeach.